man we are looking at today came from an impoverished British family. As a boy, at age 11, he had to work in a factory putting labels on bottles of shoe blacking to help support his family. His father spent time in a debtor's prison. His mother insisted he stay in the factory even after the family's debts had been paid. He went on to become the greatest writer of the 19th century in Britain and ranks today as second to only Shakespeare as a writer. He became famous and very popular in his own lifetime. His name is Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens was born in 1812 in Plymouth on the south coast of England. Over the course of his writing career, he wrote the classic novels Oliver Twist, A Christmas Carol, Nicholas Nickleby, David Copperfield, A Tale of Two Cities, and Great Expectations. He edited a weekly journal for 20 years. He wrote 15 novels in total and wrote hundreds of short stories and non-fiction articles. He lectured and performed public readings of his work. He campaigned vigorously for children's rights, education for children, and other social reforms. He was a philanthropist and on one occasion used his public speaking to raise money to save a hospital from bankruptcy. He then personally administered the hospital for 12 months to assist its survival. He witnessed slavery in the USA during his reading tours there and attacked it vigorously in his writings. At a time when Britain was the major economic and political power in the world, Dickens highlighted the life of the forgotten poor and disadvantaged within society. Through his journalism, he campaigned on specific issues, such as sanitation and the workhouse. But his fiction helped change public opinion in regard to class inequalities. He often depicted the exploitation and oppression of the poor and condemned the public officials and institutions that not only allowed such abuses to exist, but flourished as a result. He had Christian faith of a practical kind. Through his story, A Christmas Carol, he preached that Christmas should be a time of Christian charity. Many Christians today practice charity at Christmas time. He wanted his children to live by the teachings of the New Testament, particularly the Christian ethic of caring for others and being kind to others. During his lifetime, he wrote a book specifically for his children to exhort them to live by Christian principles. At Dickens' request, the book was not released to the public until long after his death. In his will, he wrote, "I commit my soul to the mercy of God through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and I exhort my dear children humbly to try to guide themselves by the teaching of the New Testament in its broad spirit. The message of Christianity is that people can change for the better. The message of his book, A Christmas Carol, is that even a miser like Scrooge can change for the better." In 1870, Dickens died of a stroke in Kent, England, leaving his final novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, unfinished. He was aged 58. Although he did not want public memorials, at the request of Queen Victoria, the remains of this genius writer were interred in Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey, alongside other heroes of Britain. Thousands gathered at Westminster Abbey to show their grief and respect. Charles Dickens was a Christian who made a difference to British society through his writing, and consequently to the whole world.